It was August 17th of this past summer, and I finally understood this parsha. It took me 42 years of my life to figure it out. I was online at El Al, and we were waiting with our 10 bags to make our flight for our Aliyah, and our family was staying with us online for most of the way. Until we reached a certain point where security said, if you're not going on the flight, you can't be on the line. And all of a sudden, our party of 10 shrunk down to just the five of us. And we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting. And we're going through this line, which is like zigzagging back and forth. And when you're facing one way, our family was behind us. And when we faced the other way, our family was in front of us. And I must tell you that it was so difficult to look at all of our family crying. Tears of mainly joy, but sadness nonetheless. To see that, it was so hard. I couldn't look back. Because when I looked back, my heart broke, and I don't cry easily. But my heart broke, and I wanted to cry. And there was a moment there where we said to ourselves, maybe we shouldn't make Aliyah. Maybe we should just get off the line and stay back. She turned around and she turned into a pillar of salt. So most of the Mefarshim say, you know why she turned into a pillar of salt? Because she was being punished. She had done wrong. That's right. She had sinned with salt, and so therefore her punishment was with salt. That's what most of the Mefarshim say. Fine. That could very well be. But listen to the words of the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni has two explanations. His second explanation is that what happens, she turns around, and what does she see? Vatehi, the land was Nitziv Melach. She looks back and sees that it's all destroyed. She disappears from the story, even according to the Chizkuni second pshat. What happens? Perhaps the answer is not that different from my story. Is that when you turn around, and when you see something so difficult like that, you can't go on. You don't have the fortitude to move forward. And that is her problem. But Tehinitziv Melach, when she sees what happens, when she sees that the land is in utter desolation, she loses her ability to move forward. And that is the end of Eshet Lot. That is why the angels tell them, you cannot turn around. Because if you turn around, you're cooked. If you look backwards and see what happened, you won't be able to move forward. Sometimes the only way to move forward is not to look backwards. Have a great day.